as always sought ways to be happy.
Numerous teachings, old and new, try to provide it.
However, humanity continues to suffer.
None of the methods that mankind has developed throughout history yield the craved happiness.
Today
people are losing interest in it. It is at this time of bewilderment that the hidden method is now surfacing. Throughout history, its possessors have kept it hidden from the public eye, nor was the general public attracted to it. But today it is bursting on to the center stage of the public agenda, and people throughout the world, all nations, races, and nationalities are following it. This teaching is the wisdom of Kabbalah. Millions around the world have the sense that by utilizing this method, they will receive the answers they have been seeking as to how they can be happy. This builds a strong attraction for people today. And although most people still do not understand the essence of the method, they feel deep within that it will provide the answer. They are willing to explore what Kabbalah has to offer,
to
understand what has made the wisdom of Kabbalah expand worldwide. We must go back to the cradle of humanity, to ancient Babylon, Mesopotamia. This is the beginning of the process that is being completed these days, a process that is attracting people to Kabbalah.
The wisdom of
Kabbalah explains that the evolution of humanity is essentially the evolution of the desire to enjoy. This desire evolves from generation to generation and prompts us to fulfill it. The first time a desire for something beyond the desire to exist appeared in a human being was 5,767 years ago. According to the Hebrew calendar, to the date of writing these lines in 2000, although many generations preceded Adam, he was the first person in whom the desire to comprehend the collective nature appeared. It was not a coincidence that his name was Adam, because it comes from the words Adam and Elohim. I will be like the Most High, Isaiah 14:40. Adam was named after his desire to transcend his qualities and become similar to the express quality of altruism. Adam passed on what he had discovered to his offspring. Also, the book, Raziel Gemara, the angel Raziel, is ascribed to him.